Good afternoon. We are What's Buzzing in Brett, and I am Lindsay Clark.
I'm Rowan Radiziski.
And we'd like to ask you a couple of questions today and just carry on a nice conversation.
There you go. Let's have a conversation.
All right.
So how did your business become a well-known name in Breckenridge County? And can you share some insights into your expansion process and what you believe has been the key to your success in this area?
So Nick's Boat Dock started in 1966. My grandfather, when they were developing the lake, got the lease to start it. Started out as a very small boat dock, few customers, few boat slips. Over the years it grew. In the 70s, my mom, Sandy, started working with him on a daily basis with it. And I myself grew up with the dock as my home. So I basically, my first bassinet was the bottom of a bread rack in the store in the summertime. So at 4 years old, my wife now, her parents moved back when they got out of the Navy and they started boating there. So Robin and I grew up there running around friends together our whole lives. And then when we went off to the Navy and came back, it was just a shoo-in. We came back home and started right back at the dock in 1995, working hand in hand with my mom, learning the ins and outs, more detailed about the business. And late 90s, started seeing more potential, and Robin and I started pushing to expand the business and grow it. So we've been here for 50 plus years and going strong.
That's awesome. So looking ahead, where do you see Nick's Boat Dock in 5 or 10 years? Do you have any goals or anything you'd like to achieve?
Oh, the goals are ongoing. We this year we're just kind of with the dam situation going on and lake levels, we're giving it one more summer to let everything balance out. Once we made it to 490 last year, and the public, locals, people who were transient all realized the lake's still in great shape, fun place to be, lots of water. So upcoming, we're expanding the sometimes grill side of it, which is the food. We're bringing in live music, at least 3 concerts, June, July, and August this year, and want to start doing more of that and just more of a community atmosphere. People can come hang out, get something to eat, listen to some music, and hang out and have fun.
So could you tell us about any recurring specials or promotion that Nick's Boat Docks offers?
Pretty much the pro shop side of it, everything that comes in, Robin automatically puts on sale. We're far enough away from any big cities that we don't have to deal with people complaining that we're selling at a cheaper price. For instance, Oakley sunglasses. 20 years ago, we started out with Oakley when our oldest son, Zach, was still wakeboarding and got sponsored and started out selling. We got our first rack of sunglasses in, a dozen pair of glasses, which was unheard of by Oakley. They usually were in major cities and storefronts, and we decided we want to start selling Oakleys. It was kind of like nobody's going to buy those down here, so we started selling them 10% off. And within 3 years, we were the largest and still are one of the largest independent family-owned Oakley dealers in 4 states. So the volume of sunglasses and apparel and shoes that we sell is comparable to what an Oakley store does in one of the major cities. So same with the Roxy line, Quicksilver, all the lines we carry, we like to discount them. My grandfather said, make money on a mass amount of products. Don't try to make it on 1 or 2. That way those people are going to be telling their friends, hey, you need this, go see these guys, because you can get it the same product a little cheaper there and they take care of you.
That's awesome. So what is your relationship between Nick's Boat Docks and the surrounding businesses? Have there been any collaborations or anything?
With being a boat marina, you are collaborating with everybody from the Corps of Engineers to Brett County Tourism, Grayson County Tourism, to all the boat dealers that are down there. They're they're a definite partnership because when they sell a boat, if we can help them out, if they call, we have a waiting list or whatever, if they have a boat deal on the line, hey, can we get these people in a slip? Yes, we can do that. We can help you all out. Then they're selling a boat, but we're also gaining a full-time customer as well because now they're also renting a slip from us, buying fuel from us, food, product of that sort. So, yeah, it's a definite partnership between all the local businesses.
So when you first came back to continue your journey with Nick's Boat Docks, what was your original plan and how was it evolved over time?
When we first got back, we were still just a mom-and-pop boat dock. I think late 90s, I started, Robin and I were going to other lakes, vacationing, looking at other bigger marinas. And it was like, we could do this. We could do this on Rough River. And a lot of backlash from family members saying, Rough River's not going to be there. We're not that big. We don't have that kind of people with money and that kind of stuff there. And I was like, you know, I think we do. And it's kind of like the old movie Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. And every time we would build a new set of docks and it'd be like, well, to pay for these, you know, slip rent has to go up. So if you're going to build new, higher end, nice state of the art, cost goes up. But we are booked solid, have been booked solid, and have a waiting list. So every time we build something new, the people will come and they like what's going on.
So throughout your journey as owning Nick's Boat Dock, what are some valuable lessons you've learned and would like to share with us?
Wow. I will tell any of you all that are going to look at going into business for yourself. A phrase I love is fortune favors the bold. If you're not willing to lay it all out there, and I mean literally lay it all out there, to where last year we weren't sure by July that we were going to have a home. We were on the verge. It was like we just expanded. We're doing this. We're going to go. If something happens with the lake, it doesn't come up, or something happens with the dam, we're going to lose everything. We'll be living in a tent over on the hill. But every time you do a major expansion down there and you're laying everything on the line, you've got to be willing to take that risk. And sometimes it's not going to work out. You're going to take two steps forward and three steps back. There's no truer statement than when you're dealing with business and growth, because a lot of times you are going to get knocked on your butt and then have to pick yourself up, regroup, and it may take a few years to get back going again. But if you believe in what you're doing, if you do your research, your homework, and go for it, it will eventually pay off.
So if you could go back in time and give yourself a piece of advice when you're first starting out with Nick's Boat Docks, what would it be?
If I could go back in time, I'd give myself the lottery numbers and be done with all this. But I think if I could go back in time, I would have started sooner. We, like I said, for the first 95 to early 2000s, we just ran with the status quo. It was like, hey, this is good enough. We're doing okay. We're making a living. We're doing okay. I would go back and say, okay is not good. Okay is okay. If you want to really go for it and go after it, then don't wait. Go. Push and follow your dreams. So I would have started expanding faster and been a time and a half the size we are right now at this point. So, but even now, there are some things that are in the near future that are terrifying that we're talking about doing and expanding. But it's also one of those, I know that if we do it, it'll be a success. But again, right now, doing very well, it's hard to say, okay, we're gonna do it. And again, once again, if it doesn't, we're gonna lose everything. So at this point, it's like, okay, do I want to do that? Do I want to push at this time, or do I just want to stay where we're at and kind of coast until we sell it, or Nick or Bailey or somebody comes in and takes the dock over, and they let them do it. But I'm more of a, I'll lay it on the line in the next couple of years, and there'll be some pretty big expansions coming down for the dock and for Rough River as a whole.
So for the listeners of What's Buzzing in Breck who might not know what Nick's Boat Dock is, what would you describe it as? Like, what are some activities that you guys hold?
Good times. That's all we're about. That's with the boat dock and boat marina side. I've always wanted to be a destination. I want people to know Rough River and know Nick's Boat Dock, Rough River are all one sentence. So when they come down, they know they're going to be greeted with smiling faces, upbeat attitude. We've got the latest and greatest from the pro shop side, clothing, sunglasses, food, ice cream, the food we're serving out there. It's just a place to come, friends, family, and have a good time and be together. So that's kind of what Nick's Boat Dock's all about, is just fun and lifelong memories.
So do you have any specific experiences that Nick's Boat Dock provides for young adults in Breckenridge County?
Everything down at the dock, and again, age specific wise, younger come down, hang out, go out on the lake. There's water sports, water activities, swimming, kayaking, paddle boarding, all that type of stuff right out of the dock. The music venues, come down with friends, family, hang out, enjoy the music, and a place to go and just have fun. When you're older, that type of things, there's, you know, we'll have the bar open and come hang out and enjoy your time.
So in your opinion, what sets Nick's Boat Dock apart from a destination for young people in the local community? So what about your business would draw people in other than other places?
So I think just the whole atmosphere, we're on the water. It's the sun's out, you know, it's beautiful times, beautiful people, and just a good vibe all around, just to come and hang out, have lunch and just sit and listen to some music and have fun.
So this is the last question I have. So for young entrepreneurs who may be inspired by your success, what advice would you offer them on how to create a business that resonates with the interests and needs of their peers?
I think if you're gonna try to start something, find something that you're passionate about, because if you're not passionate about it, you're not gonna be willing to lay yourself out there and take the risk to be successful. If it's something that you're like, we can do this and make a living at it, you're going to be satisfied with just doing that and staying in that groove. If you're truly wanting to get out there, start a business, and make a go of it, if you don't love it, you won't lay yourself out there and take the chances to make it a success. So, and don't listen to everybody when they're telling you, this isn't going to work. If you believe it and you build it, like I said, that they will come. So you can make it work.
Awesome. So I think that's all of our questions that we have written down, but I just want to thank you for your time, for coming out, and I'm not sure if anyone else has any questions.
Right on. Anybody else?
I have a question.
Yes.
So for one, if you all haven't been, I have some wonderful memories of being your all's age and going and hanging out with friends and stopping by. And also the ice cream is the greatest ice cream in the world.
There you go.
But you all hire, or when I was younger, hired quite a few young people.
Yes.
Here, and I was wondering if you could talk about some of the things that you look for when hiring young people to come work for you.
So we have several different, like our gas guys. We will keep 5-6 guys out there on the gas pumps that I tell them, first of all, your main job is you are a server. So when people come in, smile on your face, upbeat attitude, and you've got to be able to talk to people. If you're standing there and you're quiet and shy, you're not going to cut it. Our customers are there. They're there for a good time. They want anybody associated with whatever they're doing to be there for the same thing. You can be out there on that dock and having a great time, and our guys that are working the gas dock don't do it for the salary. They're making 2 to 3 times what they make in salary in tips a day. Holiday weekends, they may pull $200 to $300 a day just in tips. On the backside where we're at on the grill side, same thing. It's not your typical restaurant because where we're cooking at, you're literally 2 feet away from all of us. So while we're cooking, we're talking, carrying on conversation. So again, upbeat, positive attitude. Bradley, as some of you all may know, has been cooking for, running his own grill for 4 years now. So since he was like 12, 13 years old, he started cooking out there and running his own grill. So he's grown up to where customers come in and they know you by name. The inside, you know, when Bailey's in there making ice creams or the girls behind the counter, they're not just there to buy a product or whatever. They're there for the whole experience, to hear the stories, to hear just general conversation. Hey, what's going on? Where's the hot spot to be this weekend on the lake? Anything going on? And upbeat attitude and ready to hustle because it's nonstop. So on especially Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays, holiday weekends, it is from the time you get there till you're off nonstop, but good times. And we've had a lot of our guys, I always tell them, don't ever judge a book by its color. We've got people that come in there in maybe an older boat. They got bandanas on, their hair's a mess, they're just in apparel, ready board shorts, and it's a whole boat full of lawyers. Larry Franklin, Michael Hance are prime examples. They're all multimillionaires, but on the weekends, they're like, this is my time to not wear a suit and tie and to just hang out. And we've had, I know two guys that they've helped them get through college. And one of the guys is Michael's paralegal now and working his way through law school. Several other guys from the dock, I'm like, anything you want to do in life, you're going to meet those people on this dock. You may not know it, but that a lot of our previous guys have gotten legs up in life from customers that are like, hey, when you get done here, give me a call. I've got a spot you can come work for me. So it's you talk to people, hang out with people, and we want you to have a good time working there as well, but you're also working your tails off. So
how do you handle like work and life balance, especially working a lot during the summer?
Summer times, May 1st to October 15th is kind of our bread and butter, our time. We'll start end of April, March, getting ready to start putting docks together. We were down in the mud and muck the other day, Bradley and I, for about 6 hours pulling cables and anchor lines, getting that all lined out. When the dock opens, as an owner, you know, we're there from 7:15 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, just about every day. So during the summer, it's nonstop. But also, the dock's kind of different because our kids all work there. Well, Bailey and Bradley do, because my philosophy has always been, if you're living at home and under our roof, you're working at the dock, or don't be here when I get home. So it's all the kids have grown up working the dock, and they're still there on a daily or at least a couple times a week, coming in to have lunch, hang out, go out on the boat. So what we see everybody and all that. Wintertime is, I spend a lot of time catching up on TV and try to do traveling at that point in time. So it's 6 months out of the year, it's nonstop, and then you'll have a little lag time in the winter. So you try to balance everything out that way. So
I have one more.
Yes.
So you all are, I think, pretty unique in the area in some ways, in that you're third generation. to own this business. You've got a fourth coming up behind you.
Yes.
Can you talk a little about what that means as a family to have kept that business alive? Kind of how do you feel about it being, a business that you've kept in the family and what that means to you as the current owner?
Actually, as far as what it means, the dock pretty much is part of the family, I would say. What always gets to me is I can walk that dock and we do everything in-house. All the holes that are drilled, I work that drill press. Bailey and Bradley, Benjamin have been packing steel and laying it up on trays. We put the docks together. Everywhere I look, I can see, I remember me and Zach and Nick built this. Me and Benjamin and Bailey and Bradley built this. It's everywhere you look, there's memories. Inside of the shop, that was our first time ever when we remodeled that. Me and the kids cut all those boards, put the tongue and groove up, and did it all for our first times. Had never really done anything like that and figured it out. So everywhere I walk and look, it's like, I've got memories with the kids and with Robin and all that type of stuff. We always laugh that what we call G-Dock, all those concrete pavers, there's 56,000 pounds of concrete pavers on that dock. Myself, Terry, and Robin laid every single one of those because the kids were all still, they were little bitty when we did that, so they couldn't do it. So I always joke around when I'm telling the guys, go out there, hey, we got to do this, and they're like, oh, this is so heavy. Robin will be like, yeah, let me tell you what, me and these two guys laid all these pavers, so go out there and get it done. So it's everywhere you look down there, I've got memories of being with family and friends and doing it. So same thing on the weekends. Right now the cook's back there, Doug and I, the other older guy, he does the chicken egg, so he does all the grilled chicken and all that. He and I were on Louisville Fire Department together, and we started cooking together many years ago, just brought a grill down and just started having fun with it, playing around, and that's where the Sometimes Grill came into play, because we were like, sometimes we're here, sometimes we're not. If I don't feel like doing it today, I'm not going to. So we're just having fun with it. Then it grew, and now it's still called the Sometimes Grill, but if we're not there, we got a lot of angry people. So the Sometimes All the Time Grill is what we're kind of calling it now, but just memories. You make lifelong friends there. We've got boaters there that are on their third generation, that the Seymour kids are there that with their kids, that we all were kids together growing up. So we've got multi-generational boaters that are there as well. So it's kind of family community that we've been doing this so long. It's like, it's everywhere you look, there's a memory, and it's a lot of good times, a lot of good memories.
It's a very special and beautiful thing, as you are thinking about having your own business as you grow up, and what are the pros and cons. We've talked about some of the cons. It's a lot of work, it's hard, but also the very cool side of that is, the relationships you get to build, that those memories you get to have with the people around you, and kind of the ownership you feel of things. So, anybody else? Last call? Question? Okay, well, let's say thank you.
All right, thanks for letting me come out and hang out for a little bit. Appreciate it.
Thank you for talking to us. It was very nice.